the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Get 11% off your favorite food and drinks at Menards. Latte Matcha Pizza is loaded with over a half a pound of real Wisconsin cheese and piled high with your favorite premium toppings. It's big, bold, and outrageously delicious. Stock up on Brewpub Latte Matcha Pizza today. Now just $5.99 each after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through October 22nd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com today. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Six-play, 54-yard drive for the Illini as they capitalize on the Braden Locke fumble. Luke Altmaier with a one-yard touchdown flip to his tight end, Tanner Arkin. We have 6:07 left of the first quarter. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. And now, Tausch, we'll see how Braden Locke specifically in this offense in general, how it responds.
Yeah, and, you know, I think coming into this thought there's going to be some turnovers. I think Wisconsin is going to force a few turnovers. That's the feeling you get going into this game. But this is one of those drives where I think offensively, all right, Braden Locke has made a couple of really nice throws, a third down throw, a second and 14 throw. So now you have some positive things to build on. What you don't want to do, I turned it over, let's get tight, let's play conservative. Get Braylon involved, but I think you have to let Braden Locke cook. You have to let him continue because you could see he has playmaking capabilities, and today we're going to need to see that.
David Alano will use a holder this time as he kicks off. This wind as it is, that maybe affected that opening kickoff that he pulled out of bounds.
That sounds like when you hit a bad tee shot, you blame the caddy. That's what that sounds like to me.
That's what I do all the time. So what's your point?
There was no point. So great accountability.
Alano with the kick in the air. Return chance for DK. Yard deep coming out right side to the 5-10, cutting right 15. DK across the 20-yard line and brought down at the 21. And a penalty marker is down on the return. And this likely is going up against Wisconsin. Here comes the call.
Holding. Receiving team. 52. 10-yard penalty from the end of the run. First and 10, Wisconsin.
It kind of tells you it's windy out there.
Yeah,
a little breezy.
Yeah,
that was Caden Johnson. So, we saw this movie last week with the Badgers having poor field position time and again and not helping themselves here. They're going to start at their own 10-yard line after that penalty.
Yeah, actually, we're hoping there. Ideally, now the guy kicks it out of the end zone. You take it at the 25, fair catch it. I think if you feel like you have big play capabilities, obviously Chim feels like he's going to take everyone that he returns back, but it's a heck of a lot better starting at the 25. I know this math is going to blow your mind. It's better to start at the 25 than to start at the 10 after another special teams penalty by Wisconsin.
Breaking news. Two receivers right, one on the left. Skyler Bell slot right, motions left for the Badgers 10-yard line, first and 10. Locke takes the snap. He'll hand it to Allen, and he got whacked right away behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, there was nowhere to run.
Yeah, that was the case there. They just brought a lot, brought edge pressure off. That's where Braden has to pull that. That's the read, is to that end of the line of scrimmage, and he let Braylon. You're fortunate when that happens that you don't turn the football over with that mesh point with people screaming downhill like Illinois did.
That was Ezekiel Holmes making the play. Second down and 13. Badgers, their own 7-yard line. Snap to Lock, stands at the goal line, flips it right, caught by Skyler Bell. Races across the 15-yard line, pulled down by Xavier Scott at the 18. So the Badgers looking at a third down and about two with 5:18 left of the first quarter. Illinois leads 7-0.
So I think you're looking at this, you say, okay, when Braden is just throwing the football, it's been pretty good so far. He's had some nice completions, some big chunks, and so that's the stuff that you're building off of, getting that confidence early in a football game.
Lock 5 out of 6 for 37 yards. Third and 2 for the Badgers at their own 18-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Lock is the shotgun snap. Back to throw, looking. Flush to his left. Now throws over the middle through the hands of Skyler Bell. Incomplete. Well, I swear you got to help your quarterback. That was a catchable ball, but Skyler Bell unable to come up with it, and the Badgers punting from their own 18-yard line.
Yeah, that's a play you have to make if you're Skyler Bell. I don't care if it's Mordecai back there or Lock. Protection held up pretty good. I thought Braden actually shuffled out a little bit earlier than he needed to, but then he reset his feet and delivered a strike. That's a ball we need to catch and keep the downs going. Instead, you're punting the ball back to Illinois.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt, sails it into the wind. Isaiah Williams will catch at the 38-yard line, cutting left across the 40, weaves up across the 45-yard line, and Jake Chaney busting down there in punt coverage makes the play. 44 on the punt, 8 on the return, as Illinois will start again in good field position at its own 46-yard line. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. 4:32 left in the first quarter. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matza Matt again for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. The October winds of change are upon us. The temps are dropping, the leaves are turning, and many of us modify our meal choices to fit the season. Now, one thing that doesn't change is the quality and satisfaction that comes with downing a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Same first-class mozzarella cheese that's won awards for its quality and taste, along with plenty of toppings that are second to none. So fire up the oven, take the chill out of the air, and enjoy the best of both worlds, a Brewpub pizza and the warmth of your own home. Snag a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza today from your local grocery store.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 4:32 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Illinois. And again, the Illini with good field position starting at their 46-yard line.
Yeah, and I think looking at things, we're expecting a lot of Braylon Allen today. He's got 5 carries so far, 13 yards. He had the one good run and then a bunch of, you know, tripped. And obviously Braden didn't read the end correctly and was tackled in the backfield for a 2 or 3 yard loss. But when Braden Locke has been back there in the pocket delivering the football, he's 5 of 7, but he should be 6 of 7. I don't even remember the other incompletion. and we should still have that football. That is a play where Skylar Bell needs to make that catch. Especially you're down seven. You have to give your defense a little break. Those are the kind of plays you need to make. So I think Braden Locke so far, obviously the turnover led to the touchdown. I think since when he's been in the pocket, I've liked what I've seen him deliver in the football, and he's done it to five different receivers this early in the game.
And as early in the game as it is, this is a sizable series here as Illinois with a good starting point as they hand it off to Isaiah Williams, the receiver lining up in the backfield. Williams working off the left side of the line and gets up to midfield on a gain of four. They don't have Reggie Love in the backfield, again, out with the injury. Didn't play last week against Maryland. Josh McCray out for the rest of the year, was hurt against Purdue. So it's a couple of freshmen, Caden Fagan and Aiden Loffery, expected to do the bulk of the work in the backfield. Loffery is in there now. Two receivers left. Pat Bryan out to the right. Second and six from the 50. Altmyer takes a snap, pulls it, rolls off to his right, looks, throws to his right. Bryant dropped the ball. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
At the 35-yard line of the near side, he had space on Ricardo Holman, but Bryant's unable to gather, and it's third and six of the Illinois from the 50.
Yeah, kind of similar to that play that set up the touchdown after the turnover. They pulled it. Wisconsin did a better job there of kind of containing, forcing it, but a wide open throw. As you said, Matt, thank you very much. That's an easy first down. And fortunately for Wisconsin, a little dropper-ooski.
Empty backfield, three receivers to the right, two on the left. Third and six, Illinois, from the midfield stripe. And now Loffery will loop in motion right to left. Snap to Altmyer, looking, throws left side. That is caught, then a first down inside the 45-yard line of Wisconsin. That was Casey Washington on the catch. Down to the 42 of the Badgers, a gain of eight. And a first and 10 for Illinois with 3:38 left in the first quarter. 7-0 the Illini.
Yeah, way too comfortable. We talked coming into the game that this offensive line has given up sacks. Wisconsin needs to be better pressuring the quarterback, especially today. That was too easy, too clean of a pocket for Altmyer.
An Illinois team that's allowed 28 sacks. We repeat that number for you. Two receivers left. Ashton Hollins, a redshirt freshman, out wide to the right. The clock is at four. Snap to Altmyer. Hands off to Loffery off the left side, and he gets popped by Rodas Johnson. Good work by Rodas, and helping set that up was Kurt Neal, who stuffed the point of attack. And it's second down and 11 for the Illini at the 43 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, you said it. That was a play where the defensive line just stuck there, got into the backfield again. Get the running back to stop his feet behind the line of scrimmage and then let everybody come swarm. Great job there up front by Wisconsin's defense.
Trips to the right on second down and 11. Ben Barton in there on the defensive line for Wisconsin. Altmyer pulls it, rolls left, throws. It's caught by Tip Ryman, the tight end. Gets hit right away. Nizer Forcurine back in there. He, too, like James Thompson Jr., was listed as questionable. But Forcurine makes the tackle. Gain of just one. Third down and 10, Illinois at the Wisconsin 42-yard line.
Love to see the adjustment, what Wisconsin has done, because you get stung once. Hey, Brett Bielema is going to say, well, we'll keep doing it until you see you can stop it. Wisconsin's been much better at that QB pull and read.
Caden Fagan back in there at running back and movement up front. Free play for Altmyer. Steps up and a short pass is incomplete. Intended for Griffin Moore, the tight end. But the Badgers had jumped into the neutral zone, so it was a free play for Luke Altmyer in the Illinois offense.
Offside. Defense, number 13. 5-yard penalty remains third down.
That is the fourth Wisconsin penalty of this first quarter.
Yeah, excitement. Everybody's amped up. They could have got two, guys. Could have got two. Hey, thank you very much, Altmyer. I never understand that when you feel and you know you got a free play, you take the check down. Mm-hmm. Thank you for not going. You had a one-on-one coverage down Wisconsin sideline. Thank you for not whipping it up there and trying to get a PI or a big play.
And especially with the wind at his back. Third down and five at the Wisconsin 35-yard line. Two receivers either side. Altmyer on the run to the left, turns it up to the 35-yard line and is stopped at about the 33. C.J. Getz. He was bringing it to the quarterback about a yard down short of the stick.
And shoe?
Yeah, he was, looks like he's adjusting his shoe there, Luke Altmaier, but he took a pop.
Yeah. And you know what? That's when you're going to run option with your quarterback, and that was there was nothing else. That was speed option. We're sprinting him out, lead up there, and you make him pay. And C.J. Getz, he made him pay. He brought the thunder on that hit.
A minute 18 left in the first quarter, 4th-and-1 Illinois. The Illini 9 of 16. Going for it. They'll go for it here. Two tight ends, Tanner Arkin, one of them, motions to the left, snap to Altmaier, the give to Fagan, and he gets stopped by Darryl Peterson, and it looks like it's going to be short. They need the 32. The officials running at, it looks like, the 32 and a half. Let's see where they spot the football. And the Badger defense feeling pretty good about itself right now. They will likely measure. Is Illinois going for it on 4th-and-1? And Darryl Peterson coming up, trying to make a big play for this Wisconsin defense.
Yeah, I was watching Brett Bielema there, and it looked like he was trying to get to the ref to call a timeout, and he didn't. And it looks like, and I think they're going to be a little short. I think it's going to be Wisconsin heading the other way.
Yeah, I think they might be the close to the length of a football here. Let's see as they bring out the chain.
Yes, sir.
And he is short. The Badger defense gets the stop. Circle that play. Darryl Peterson coming up big for Mike Tressel's defense. 101 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Illinois.
Yeah, I was wondering, you're sitting here and you kind of know Brett likes to go for it. He's going to push the envelope. But you just wondered in that situation, because of that hit and the quarterback taking some time to get back, you just felt like it was a little bit rushed. Mm-hmm. Glad they didn't get the timeout. Big stop there. Huge play in this football game because, let's make no mistake, Pendulum was swinging heavy towards the Illinois Fighting Illini.
Three receivers, including C.J. Williams, out to the left. First down and up, Braylon Allen, and he gets hammered behind the line of scrimmage. Penalty markers fly. As, boy, a couple times already, Braylon Allen has had no chance upon getting the football. And a penalty coming up against Wisconsin here.
Holding. Offense. Number 79. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Jack Nelson, the left tackle.
Yeah, they're going to force Braden Locke to read that DN, or outside linebacker. They are bringing people off the edge, and whether you use bootlegs or do some other things to slow that down, that was a case there where just screamed off the edge and ended up getting Jack on a holding call.
The fifth Wisconsin penalty of this first quarter, 48 seconds left in it, 7-0 the Illini, 1st-and-20 for the Badgers at their 23-yard line. Pauling slot to the right. C.J. Williams wide to the left. Pauling in motion right to left. Braden Locke calls for the ball. Gets the snap. Hand off Braylon Allen. Hits the left side of the line. Takes Denzel Daxon, the defensive lineman, across the 25 to about the 26-yard line on a gain of 3 hard yards. Second down and 17 coming up for Wisconsin. If you're the Badgers, you may want to let the clock wind down here, get the wind with you. We have 10 seconds left of the first quarter, and that's exactly what Wisconsin will do. They'll let the first quarter game clock expire. So the Illini getting the first points, capitalizing on a Wisconsin turnover. And the next possession, the Badger defense stopping Illinois on 4th-and-1. Everyday style is easy with favorite looks for fall. Whether you're layering up or snuggling in, we've got priced right picks for any occasion. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. At the end of one in Champaign, it's Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action. So when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
We continue from Memorial Stadium in Champaign. Mike Heller in a little quick scoreboard update for you. Earlier today, number 3 Ohio State beat Penn State 20-12 in Columbus. The Buckeyes come to Madison next Saturday night. Rutgers beat Indiana 31-14. Game's going on right now. Pay attention to here. Minnesota and Iowa tied 3 at the end of 1 in Iowa City. Northwestern and Nebraska tied at 3 as well. Matt?
Yeah, Iowa team, we know.
Shootout up there in Minnesota.
Yeah. There's a team in America that knows who it is more than the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Do they like themselves?
Well, they've only lost once.
I was going to say, I respect the heck out of how they approach it. And you're right, they stick to it and 3-3 up there. At Central Florida, Oklahoma, that game surprised me.
Your Sooners rallied. They got a two-point win. That's I'm still wrapping my head around the fact that's a Big 12 game, because it is.
That's a Big 12
game.
That's
a Big 12 game.
At least for now. I don't know.
For the moment, yes.
It won't be. So this first quarter, I think, obviously we're down 7-0, but there's some positive things to go from here, but it's just been choppy like we kind of expected. Now this is the case, I think, offensively. You're in a position here. You have to get something going. You can't drop a ball on 3rd-and-3 where you make that first down. This is where your veterans, Braylon, the whole crew has to step up and make some plays. And you're in a tight spot here, 2nd-and-17. But this drive, we need to start seeing something. You got the wind at your back. Big plays need to head. Everything's been so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Get a big play to get a little energy and some spark from the offensive side of the football.
Blocked 5 of 7 through the air in the first quarter to 5 different receivers. He's got C.J. Williams, Riley Nowakowski, and Will Pauling coming out to the left, and Bryson Green to the right. Second and 17, as Tausch said. Badgers at their 26-yard line, going left to right, north to south here in quarter number 2. Pauling in motion to the right. Lock claps his hands, takes the snap, looks to throw. Three-man rush. Braden fires over the middle, and the catch is made by Pauling on his knees at the 42-yard line, just maybe the 41, a little short of the first down. They mark just beyond the 41, third down and a long yard. They get back to it. Locke will hand off to Allen into the line for the first down, up to the 44, 45-yard line. Alec Bryant, sophomore outside linebacker, wraps him up. First and 10 for the Badgers at their 44.
A really nice job on that 2nd-and-17 play by the offensive line of giving Braden Locke all kinds of time, and Braden to stay in the pocket and keep his eyes down the field.
Williams to the left, Pauling and Green to the right. Taking the hand off his lock. He'll throw it right side. Wants Riley Nowakowski, and the pass is incomplete down the near sideline. And on the coverage was Nakario Harper. And it's 2nd-and-10 for the Badgers at their 44-yard line. Opening minutes, 2nd quarter, 7-0 Illinois.
I couldn't tell if the wind blew the hat off the ref and if that meant
no. Stepped out of bounds. Maybe.
Out of bounds, yeah. With this wind, you can't tell. That was that didn't have a ton of promise on that throw.
Trips to the left, 2nd-and-10, Wisconsin at its own 44. Locke gets the snap. He'll hand it to Allen off the left side. Hits up across the 45 and near the 48-yard line, where it will be 3rd-and-6.
Physical run there. Fertney pulled, Malman pulled, and kick out. That was, you could hear the pads popping up here. Braylon is able to, what do we get there, 4, setting up a manageable here, 3rd-and-6.
Badgers 2 out of 4 on 3rd-down in the early going today. Rucci, Pauling, and Green to the right. C.J. Williams out to the left. Allen to the left of Braden Locke. The third down play, back to throw Locke. Little pressure coming. Locke goes over the middle, and it is bobbled and not handled by Pauling. Xavier Scott on the coverage. Again, not a perfect ball, but one you need to help your quarterback with, right?
Pauling there is running. He's running hard across the field, and it's easy up here when guys are sprinting across. That ball was behind him. That was not as catchable as maybe the last third down, but that was one where you need to make a play for your quarterback. Stood in there, delivered it, got to pick that up, and unfortunately unable to do so.
Atticus Bertram's on to punt. Isaiah Williams deep at the Illinois 8-yard line. Bertram's punting with the wind. Steps up, and the kick is away. Williams runs up on it and lets it sail over his head and into the end zone for the touchback. Illinois will start at its 20-yard line. 13:23 left in the first half. It's 7-0 Illinois leading Wisconsin.
Yeah, Matt, I mentioned some of the offensive line. We've had some false starts. We've had some things. There's also catching the football, and we see that in practice, and you're so used to catching a ball a certain way, and I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just saying this is what happens. You're in the game. That was the case there. Would love to have seen Pauling come down with that, make that play. That was behind him. That needed to be a little bit better of a throw, but again, you just have to find ways to make plays. We expect a lot from Will Pauling. He's really established himself as kind of the go-to guy. That was a play that was needed to be made to keep the drive going, and unfortunately now you put your defense back out there down 7.
From the Illinois 20-yard line, 1st and 10. Luke Altmyer, 5 out of 6 for 48 yards and a 1-yard touchdown pass so far. Washington to the right, Williams to the left. Williams starts in motion as the handoff to Caden Fagan up the middle across the 20-yard line and up to the 23 or 24. Muma Jungmeta on the tackle. Again, Jordan Turner not available today. And Illinois, we talked about the injuries they've had in their running back room. Caden Fagan, their promising and big freshman running back, now favoring his right leg, so he's going to need some attention as we will take a commercial break. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 13:03 left in the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 13:09 left of the first half. It's 7-0 Illinois. Caden Fagan, the injured Illinois running back. So Aiden Loffery is in there now as they are getting razor thin in the Illini running back room. Washington out wide to the left. Altmyer to throw, looking left, throwing it out to Washington, and it's behind him and incomplete. Nizer Forcurine on the coverage up along the near sideline at the 45-yard line. So it's third down and 7 for Illinois at its own 23-yard line.
Great job by C.J. Getz coming off of Illinois' left side as their offensive line. Tackle slid down. That new running back that they put in, they tried to slide out and have him pick up C.J. and a complete whiff. C.J. hit him, pulled up to not get a flag. Great job getting that pressure on the quarterback.
Three receivers right, one on the left from the Illinois 23-yard line. Third down and 7. Altmyer back to throw. Badgers bring it four. One pump. Altmyer looks, throws left side. It's incomplete and almost intercepted. The closest to the ball was Nizer Forcurine. And the Badger defense gets another three and out.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Matt. I was glad he didn't run there.
I was thinking he was.
Plenty of room there. He's able to kind of get out of the pocket. It kept his eyes down the field. I think he probably picks up the first down. Instead, he tried to jam it in. Wisconsin had four guys there. I kind of was thinking somebody make a play, and unfortunately the ball fell to the ground instead.
And now the 30-year-old punter from Australia, Hugh Robertson. The Chimray DK, who's not 30, he is deep at the Wisconsin 40-yard line. Snap is clean, pressure is light. Kick into the wind. DK signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at the 37-yard line of Wisconsin. You could call their punter old boy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he could be old boy and actually be legitimately old boy instead of me just saying old boy.
When in doubt, old boy. There's a penalty marker on the play here. I didn't even see the flag. No, they called there was a penalty against Illinois here. Here's a call.
Illegal formation, kicking team, five in the backfield. 5-yard penalty from the previous spot. We will re-kick.
Absolutely. With this win, an old boy being 30, and I don't know if that leg bounces back like it used to, but do it again. And you know what? Matt, I'm going to call it. I haven't made a ton of prognostications. I always love it when you're the special teams coach. You want to get that opportunity if you have somebody, because Illinois just ran down. A little tired. Let's call it here. Let's get us a big return. I'm going to say touchdown. Jim DK. What do you think?
All right. I got you.
All right. Should just say touchdown in case we block it. Yeah. You always want to give yourself more variance than just one way.
You're going.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
You're going specific.
Need a spark here.
Here we go. Robertson standing at the 4-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the 18. Snap to Robertson, and the kick is away. And it hits short, and it bounces pretty much straight up into the air. And
you didn't want me to look great.
Yeah, they did that just to make it look bad. 33-yard punt. Still worked out.
Yeah,
Wisconsin
probably
with the ball at its 49-yard line.
Probably picked up 10 or 15 hidden yards, those little hidden yards we always talk about, which are always important. Now, starting right on the opposite side, 49-yard line. Get 51 yards here. Let's get this thing rolling. That was great job by the defense getting off the field. Now the special teams gives the offense a great chance. You want to talk complimentary football. You got two-thirds of it. Now you need the third to go get some points.
Chimray DK coming out wide to the left. Bryson Green, Skylar Bell also out to the left side. Braylon Allen in there at running back for the Wisconsin 49-yard line. Locke will give it to Braylon. Pounds his way through a couple of tacklers. 45 outside the numbers. 40 to the 35 of Illinois. Miles Scott on the tackle on a battering ram-like run from Braylon Allen.
Oh, outstanding job by Rucci, the tight end, of washing his guy down. Malman washes his guy down. And all you want, get Braylon to the second level, and he was able to avoid one of the tackles and punish to pick up a first down.
Rucci, wing left, Skylar Bell, slot right, motions to the left from the Illinois 35-yard line, first and 10, Wisconsin. Braden Locke surveys the Illinois defense, takes the shotgun snap. He'll hand it to Allen, slams off the right side of the line, and works his way down to the 31-yard line of Illinois at a gain of about 4. Seth Coleman on the tackle, 2nd and 6 for Wisconsin. 11:42 left in the second quarter, 7-0 Illinois.
Yeah, really good hard run there. Nice job by the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line. A little combo block between left tackle, left guard, inducing up to that linebacker. Braylon reads it and is able to go grab four.
Two receivers right, two receivers left. Skylar Bell slot right, loops in motion to the left. Locke takes the snap, looks left, swings the left. Caught by Allen at the 35-yard line. Juke moved to his left, outside the numbers to the 30-yard line. Bumped out of bounds by Xavier Scott and was bumped out late.
Yes, sir.
He was on the chalk astride maybe two when the hit was made, so add 15 more. Allen steered out of bounds at the 27-yard line. But a 15-yarder coming up here against Illinois. Here comes the call.
Personal foul. Late hit out of bounds. Defense, number 14. 15-yard penalty from the end of the run. Automatic first down.
It's the slot corner, Xavier Scott, sophomore at Riviera Beach, Florida. So the Badgers with by far their biggest threats of this game. 11-11 left in the half, 7-0. Illinois.
Glad that was on our bench. That's always great. You're going to get more calls when the late hit is on your side, but that was great. You know, Jack Nelson missed the initial part of his block, but what he did is he stuck with it. Maybe got away with a little something, but we'll take it. And then Hayden Rucci, the same thing, stuck with his block, and that allowed him to get out on that corner to get the late hit and the plus 15.
They mark at the 13 of Illinois, first and 10. Bell slot right, motions left. Jackson Aker in the backfield. Locke pulls it, rolls right, throws right, and broken up and very nearly intercepted by Xavier Scott. He was thinking pick six. Badgers say thank you. We'll take second and 10.
Yeah, you can see he's still irritated. What in his hands? Nice. Locke held it and actually made the right read until he threw the football. Thankfully, a little dropperooski, or we would not be, we'd still be talking about that pick six.
On second down, Locke fakes the handoff, rolls right, backside pressure, throwing right side, sails well over the head of Bryson Green in the end zone. About 3 yards deep along the right edge of the end zone. Tyler Strain over there on the coverage, sophomore corner. Third down and 10 for Wisconsin at the Illinois 13-yard line.
Yeah, it's a little bit outside of what I usually see from young quarterbacks. You want to get out on the move. You want to have that clean. Braden Locke has been a lot better being in the pocket making throws today than he has been out of it. And now he's in a third and 10, so he's going to be inside the pocket. That garbage floating through the field.
That wind was so strong it blew the ball about 5 yards. Now they get a reset at the 13-yard line. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Allen in the backfield to the left of the quarterback, Braden Locke. Blake Locke at 15, and now the officials step in.
Previous play was an incomplete pass. Before the clock, should not run.
I agree with him.
Yeah, that's a rule that's been in place for a year or two.
I don't know all the rules, but yeah, I'd agree with that assessment.
Four receivers, two either side. Third and 10, Wisconsin at the Illinois 13-yard line. Hayden Rucci, slot left, motions to the right. Locke takes the snap, back to throw, looking, tight pocket, a throw to the right, rolling catch made by Bell at the 9-yard line, gain of just 4. And now Luke Fickell will have to send on Nathaniel Vakos and the field goal team.
Yeah, that was the case there. Bell did a good job of getting open. Needed a little bit more accurate throw there because he ended up leading him down to the ground. Great little whip route. Had space. I think had been able to lead him so he could have caught and ran. I think he picks up the first down. Unfortunately, only get 4. Now I have to settle for a field goal.
A 27-yard attempt from Nathaniel Vakos, who is 10 of 11 this season. Ball at the right hash mark. Everybody's ready. Here's the snap. Ball is down. That kick. And now it's not down. And just got gobbled up as Gavin Myers looked like he bobbled the snap and had to eat it. And Wisconsin comes up empty. A promising drive ends in failure, and the lead remains 7 for Illinois. We're going to go ahead and take a break with 9:42 left in the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune in to the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
Working men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Favic Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit favickcat.com or call your local Favic Cat store for more information. Favic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Hey, it's Matza Matt again for Brewpub Lotsa Matza Pizza. The October winds of change are upon us. The temps are dropping, the leaves are turning, and many of us modify our meal choices to fit the season. Now, one thing that doesn't change is the quality and satisfaction that comes with downing a Brewpub Lotsa Matza Pizza. Same first-class mozzarella cheese that's won awards for its quality and taste, along with plenty of toppings that are second to none. So fire up the oven, take the chill out of the air, and enjoy the best of both worlds, a Brewpub pizza and the warmth of your own home. Snag a Brewpub Lotsa Matza Pizza today from your local grocery store.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Well, a 27-yard field goal try never unfolded. Gavin Myers in a little trouble with the snap, getting the ball down, so he just had to eat it. Illinois will take over. This wind continues to whip. I mean, there is nothing easy down there on the field today as we check in with Patrick Hurd.
Yeah, I don't want to make excuses, but the wind is distracting as well. On every play, something is happening out of the ordinary on the playing surface. Referees' hats are blowing off. Play cards are flying out of coaches' hands. The down marker, that's a little mat for the first down marker on the sideline, has blown out onto the playing surface more than twice already here. So it's just a bizarre circumstance, and I don't know if that's contributing to the penalties that Wisconsin has had, because some of them are pre-snap concentration things, but it is a distracting element in addition to affecting playing terms.
It's officially at 24 miles per hour out of the northwest, but you got to think there's gusts that are 30 plus. I mean, it is. The good news is it's pretty warm here today, but the wind is a mess.
It is, and I think we, you know, just looking at it, I was thinking, all right, this is going to be a challenge for our kicker because you have to play the wind. This isn't a case where you just do what you do. You have to play it. It also affects long snapping, and we saw a little bit of that right there.
Aiden Loffery remains in there at running back. Caden Fagan shaking up in the last series. A little pop pass. Isaiah Williams running right, turns it up the hash marks across the 20-yard line. Jeff Petroski yanks him down at the 23 on a gain of 5. Jeff possession starting at the Illinois 18-yard line. Second down and 5 for the Illini at their 23.
Yeah, they're trying in multiple ways to get him the football. And obviously with some of the injuries at running back, you're going to see him. They're going to use him just like the San Francisco 49ers use Debo.
Two receivers left. One on the right. Snap to Altmyer. He'll hand off to Loffery over the left side. Petroski again with the hit across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Third down and 1 coming up for Illinois. Now Caden Fagan will check back in. Illinois subs, so Wisconsin can do the same. They've got Cade McDonald up front along with Kurt Neal and Ben Barton. Getz and Petroski, the outside linebackers. Third and 1, Illinois at its own 27-yard line. 9 minutes left in the half, 7-0 the Illini. Trips to the left. Altmyer under his center now, Josh Kreutz. Altmyer, receiver screen, Washington catches. He'll get the first down, paid for it. Petroski belts him at the 30, but it's a first down with 2 yards to spare.
A lot of Petroski. We're hearing that name a ton, and that's flying around. That was just a quick bubble screen. You know, third and 1, you're thinking they're going to try to run the football or get it out in space, block just enough, and make sure you make him pay. Get a good hit on him trying to stop that. But unfortunately, Illinois picked up the first down.
Ashton Hollins out wide to the right. Tip Ryman, the tight end, slot right. And the three tight ends on the field right now. Ryman motions to the formation. Snapped Altmyer, hands off Loffery, has room right side, 35, 40-yard line. Loffery up to the 45-yard line. Hunter Waller and C.J. Getz bring him down. Gain of 15, first and 10, Illinois at its own 45.
Yeah, I like seeing offensive linemen celebrate, but it's got to be Wisconsin offensive linemen. There are some big blocks. Pulled the right guard, pulled the left guard, was able to just get enough on the linebacker, and a huge, that was a lot of space that their offensive line created.
Badgers substitute their defensive line. They got Pius Thompson and Rodas Johnson out there for the 45 of Illinois. First and 10, handoff. Fagan turns it back up the left hash marks and fights his way to the 50 and maybe to the Wisconsin 49-yard line at a gain of six. Alexander Smith getting in there for Wisconsin. 7:23 left in the half. 7-0 Illinois. This possession started at the Illini 18-yard line. Casey Washington will come out to the right. Isaiah Williams to the left. Fagan to the right of the quarterback, Luke Altmyer. Josh Krups the center. Williams in motion. They fake the handoff to him and pulling it is Altmyer. Room off the right side to the 45, to the 40, 35-yard line. Altmyer inside the 30 of Wisconsin. Preston Zachman brings him down to the 29-yard line. We're saying this guy can run a little bit. Had a 72-yard run against Kansas and now has the ball at the 29 of Wisconsin, first and 10.
Yeah, it looked like I thought, oh, we got into the backfield and had the running back tackled. Pretty good ball skills there. It was able to kind of get everybody's eyes manipulated. They faked Williams coming across the motion, and an easy pickup for Altmyer there.
One back, two tight ends on first and 10. Altmyer to throw, one pump, pulls it down. He's going to run for it and slides for a yard or two. A late slide there. They'll mark at the 27 of Wisconsin. Gain of a couple, second down and eight for the Illini.
Pretty good poise there by Altmyer. A lot of people, a lot of Wisconsin folks in the backfield. A little pump fake, was able to just get enough to then get down, pick up 2 or 3 yards and move on. Pretty good pocket presence to be able to secure that football and grab a couple of yards where it looked like Wisconsin was going to be able to get him for a loss.
Looks like they're going to set the spot at the 28, so make it second down and nine for Wisconsin. Brett Bielema wants that play clock reset. The ball was again moving because of the wind, and Bielema is going to have to burn a timeout, and he is not happy,
not
about
happy
doing that.
No, yep. He is not.
Old boy's upset.
A lot of pointing and yelling, yeah. And he's sending the head linesman out there to talk.
We'll go ahead and take a break. 5:34 left in the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected with a chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. 5 minutes, 34 seconds left in the first half. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. The Illini needing to, they actually did not have to burn the timeout as they, what Brett Bielema was campaigning for. I think he won. It's a second and nine Illinois at the Badger 28-yard line. The ball was, again, this wind just, it's moving everything, including the football. And Brett wanted a reset of the play clock, and at first it looked like he wasn't going to get it, but now they do.
Yeah, and for as much as we always are going to try to be pro-Wisconsin, that's the right call in that situation. Ball's blowing around, and they can't snap it, and they still try to wind the clock, and obviously Luke Fickell now. I feel bad for the old boy, the ref, running around because he's taking it up. He's taking it from both head coaches. That's all part of just being a ref.
Two former defensive linemen, head coaches of their respective teams. There's Brett at Iowa, Luke Fickell at Ohio State. Ohio State beat Penn State today 20-12. Two pretty good defenses having at it in Columbus. Ohio State will be in Madison next week, a 6:30 kickoff.
I'm already nervous about number 18 for Ohio State. He
Ed Harrison kid?
Yeah, he's not bad. Talk about pedigree. I know we talked about Cruz before. Pretty good pedigree, and he had a game-breaking tutter to finish off Penn State this afternoon. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about him next week.
Yes, we will. And improved, it looks like, a much improved Ohio State defense. So here we go. Second down and 9 for the Illini at the Badger 28-yard line. Trips to the right. Fagan, the running back. Tanner Arkin, the tight end, motions to the formation. Lines up wing on the right side. Altmyer hands off to Fagan up the middle inside the 25-yard line. Wohler slows him down. Zachman finishes up. But still a strong run from Caden Fagan to the 21 of Wisconsin, where it's now third down and 2.
Yeah, Jake Chady had a shot at him and just missed the tackle. He's pretty, you know, I'm frustrated that he didn't. And got past that second line of defense, and you're back into the safety. Illinois will take that all day.
Illinois 2 out of 5 on third down. Ball at the 21 of Wisconsin, third down and 2. Mark of the tight end, wing left, motions to the right, snap to Altmyer, hands off to Fagan, hit right away, Wohler there, initiated by Muma Jungmeta, who popped into the backfield, and it's now 4th and 2 for Illinois. And going into the win, it's probably a no-brainer here for Bielema as they keep the offense on the field.
Oh, great job by Muma there to read what was happening and not sit back and wait and just be patient, try to make a play. He shot his gun and got in the backfield, and that was a now you're sitting here in a fourth down, and Brett's got to make a tough call.
Well, probably not real crazy about kicking into this wind here. It's 4th down and 2 as they go for it. Altmyer under center, takes the snap, fakes the toss, little roll to his left. Peterson trying to close. Altmyer runs for the first down, gets it to the 15 to the 10, cutting right inside the 5, and is covered up by Hunter Wohler at the 4-yard line of Wisconsin. Well, a missed opportunity for Wisconsin. Great work by the quarterback, Luke Altmyer.
Yeah, and you dial it up, and actually they covered the tight end underneath, which is where Altmyer was trying to go. Peterson's right there to bring him down and give Altmyer credit. He made a little shake, a little pump fake, spun out of it, and then got vertical. That was a very athletic play by their quarterback.
3.5 minutes left in the half, 7-0 Illinois. First and goal, Illinois at the 4-yard line. And movement up front. Looked like the right side of the offensive line moving early.
Full start. Offense, number 78, 5-yard penalty, first down.
The 4th Illinois penalty of the game. Wisconsin has been guilty of 5 all in the first quarter. So make it 1st and goal at the 9, 3:26 left in the first half.
Yeah, Brett's mad again about something. I'm not sure what he's irritated about, but that was just a little big-time play by Altmyer to get that. Now, luckily, Illinois jumps, and you give yourself a shot here instead of having to go only 4 yards and make him go 9.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Ricardo Holman had a long pick 6.
Oh, I like that.
Got to start. Got to start digging deeper here. On first down, they'll keep it. Altmyer pulls it, running right inside the 5-yard line. Hunter Wohler gets over there. Altmyer to the 3. Well, he executes that very well, does Altmyer.
Yeah, he puts a lot of pressure on your defense to make sure that you're doing all the right reads and they have their best wide out coming across, which brings eyes and brings a lot of thought as far as bringing people over. So you get the linebacker's eyes moving. You have your quarterback, who is very athletic, making the right read, getting out there, and he picks up more than what they just gave back on that false start.
2nd and goal at the 3 with 2:24 left in the half. Two receivers right. Casey Washington tight to the left. Pistol formation for Illinois. Williams motions to the left. Play fake. Altmyer back to throw. Pop fly right side. It's caught by Tip Ryman. Touchdown, Illinois. Was able to get past Alex Smith. And it's a 13-0 lead for the Illini. Second touchdown pass for Altmyer. And the second touchdown catch of the year for the junior tight end, Tip Ryman. Thirteen to nothing, Illinois. Caleb Griffin on for the extra point. It's in the air, and it is good. A 12-play, 82-yard drive that took 7 minutes and 53 seconds. We'll keep it here. 2:12 left in the half. Illinois 14, Wisconsin nothing. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Yeah, that was just Altmyer, a lot of Altmyer, and made some big plays, especially with his legs. I thought, obviously, that fourth and one or fourth and two where he did the fake pitch and was able to beat our defensive lineman and pick up that first down was a huge play. But leading the team rushing and in throwing, he's been tough with his legs. That's, we knew coming in, that was going to be a big challenge. And I actually think our defense, after the first drive, did a pretty good job of bottling him up there. Guys were in position. He made plays. And as a coordinator, all you can do is put your guys in position. You need the players to go out and make the plays. And on that drive, they did not give Illinois a ton of credit for scheming it up and letting their players make plays.
Altmyer, 6 totes of the ball for 52 yards. He's 8 of 11 passing for 59 and 2 touchdowns. So 2:12 left in the half. This is, you know, every coach, you talk about those minutes late in the second quarter, early in the third. You know, Brett Bielema calls it double dipping, and he's kind of in that territory right now. What he means by that, score late in the half when you're getting the kickoff in the second half, and that's how it unfolds here today. Illinois will get the ball to start the third quarter. We'll see what Wisconsin is able to do in the final 2:12 left of the second period.
Yeah, I think, you know, the first touchdown, you get it off of a turnover, and you only have to go 50 yards or whatever it was. This drive, Mike, you just said it, 12 plays, 82 yards, 7 minutes, 50-some-odd seconds. That you did not expect to see. And, again, I give their quarterback a ton of credit because he just made a ton of plays. And even that touchdown pass, he put it exactly where he needed to. So now Wisconsin obviously needs to get something going. They're not getting the second half kick. You got 2 minutes and 12 seconds. How much do you trust Braden Locke? You're going to see where Phil Longo's head's at, because there is no playing conservative and sit back. You need to go, and you need to do it on this drive.
Yep, with going with the wind. We're being repetitive about that, but for those kind of just ducking in here, this wind is wicked out of the northwest. Wisconsin going north to south.
Yeah,
in the second quarter.
And that's why that last drive was so frustrating from a Wisconsin standpoint, because Illinois is going into it, and it actually, if the wind was with them, they probably kicked the field goal, and instead they go for it. And so far, there's been a couple of big plays. Obviously, Braden fumbling early. But that fourth down, and we're in position to get off the field, and Altmyer eludes it, picks up the first down, and they go down to get another 6. That is one of those, bookmark that play, because that was huge for Illinois.
David Alano set to kick off as a holder. Vinny Anthony, Chimray, DK are deep. Kick in the air. Chimray coming up. He'll catch at the 20, right side 25, and Illinois covers it well. DK driven down across the 25-yard line. All 3 timeouts, 2:08 left in the first half. Let's see what Braden Locke and company can do as the Badgers will be starting at their 27-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to see, and that is taking some shots vertically here, because, you know, we thought a lot of Braylon today and underneath stuff to Will Pauling. One of the question marks, I heard it all week from people, where are the receivers in some of this vertical passing? Well, 2:08 left in the half, down 14. Now would be a good time to see something.
Skyler Bell slot left. Will Pauling slot right. DK wide left. C.J. Williams wide to the right. On first down, lock back to throw. Pressure coming. A throw right side. C.J. Williams a catch outside the numbers. Right side, 30. Races up across the 35-yard line and is brought down at the 36. With a minute 57, clock running left in the first half. That was a gain of 9.
Good protection. Illinois brought a little bit of pressure. Wisconsin picked it up. Lock stayed in the pocket. Made a nice throw.
Two receivers left, one on the right on second down. Hand off Allen up the middle, gets the first down. Alec Bryant on the tackle. Clock stops to move the sticks. First and 10 at the 39-yard line of Wisconsin. 1:42 left of the first half.
Yeah, I like that. I know people, you got to rush. You got to go. No, you got time. Pick up that first down. Get a little rhythm going.
Here we go. Four receivers again. Two on the left, two on the right. Clock running. A minute 37 left in the half. Shotgun snap to Lock. Pressure up the middle. Lock roaming right. Throwing incomplete. A one-hopper intended for C.J. Williams. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 39-yard line with 91 seconds left in the half. 14-0 Illinois.
And I'm okay with that. I know you could look at it on TV and say, well, he was wide open. That guy, open rusher right in the middle. That was right in Braden Locke's face. You can't take a sack when you're in a two-minute situation. Get rid of it. Move on to the next play.
Stick four receivers.